Coach first day of the John Thomas Terrier Classic has wrapped up, and we had a lot of top caliber performances, both within the program, outside of the program, first place finishes, top 10 Terrier times, American records. Can you just speak to all of the success that you saw on the track today?
Man, you said it all. I mean, I'd say today was another day of growth for the program. That, again, ever since we've gotten back to campus this month in early January, growth has been the theme of the program. Growth athletically, growth as a family, growth from a programming standpoint, and, performing at a high level. And today was all of that. Internally, you know, we had some wins in the win column up against hundreds of other athletes. I know, first of all, Logan Popelka continues his hot freshman year campaign, winning the 400 in his collegiate debut in the event, 47-1, winning very convincingly. In the same heat, Liam Gare running 48-4, his second time ever running on an indoor track, being from California. Michael Analogbo winning the 200, running a lifetime best indoors, 21-4. And then the guys coming together at the very end with a solid performance in the 4x4, again, moving up in the all-time rankings, running 3:12. That foursome of Liam Gare leading us off, Leon Christian, Logan Popelka at anchor, and also on third leg, Max. Really, really pleased with that. But then beyond that, we also had on the distance area, Axel Loden, who, talk about the standard. You want to talk about be the standard, be you. We want to be the standard of athletic and academic excellence. That young man today PR'd by almost like 8 seconds, runs 4:01, cracks our all-time top 10 list in the men's mile, which is a very significant list at this school and program, all while being a full-time medical school student. I mean, he's a modern-day Roger Bannister. He's that close to sub-4 being a medical student, so he really is ascending to be the standard of our program. But even behind him, you had two first years that were outstanding on the cross-country scene. Freddie Collins, who was cross-country freshman of the year at the cross-country scene, getting a PR, running sub-4:10. Parker Schneider coming in there at 4:07, an all-time best, especially indoors. I mean, really, really good things there. At the top end, Foster, one of our top returners, had, I want to say, close to a 10-second PR in the 3K. And I think that puts him at the top of the Patriot League at the moment. Like, again, really, really good things. A lot of growth happening in the program. Steve Franco cracked the increased his mark in the all-time top 10 list in the hurdles. A lot of good things. A lot of good things happening. And we also had a W in the field events. Cole Tucker, who's been training at a high, high level, is not fresh coming in. He actually got a little bumped up this week with his back, but came out, competed well, competed at a high level, and got the W in the field event. So I'm really proud of the growth our program is showing, and we're also continuing to show growth from a programming standpoint in just the overarching, you know, world of athletics. We had two of the greatest performances in world history today on American soil. We had an American record in the men's 3K, an American record in the men's 5K. We had a collegiate record in the men's 3K. We had an all-time top 5 performance collegiately in the 5K. I mean, we continue to put on a good show. I am so proud of the work that this program is doing. I'm not happy with where we're at, but I'm darn excited about where we're going. And that's what I think where you always want to be with any program.